WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. A possible break from tradition at the White House. President Joe Biden says former President Donald Trump should not get classified intelligence briefings as presidents get after leaving office.
I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing.
He tells CBS News in a pre-Super Bowl interview he feels this way because of the former president's, quote, erratic behavior unrelated to the insurrection. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said earlier this week it's something that is under review. If you have errands to run this weekend, today's the day to do them.
Because another snowmaker moves in overnight tonight and we're likely to wake up to some accumulation tomorrow.
Stormwatch 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay, a winter storm warning's in effect. From 3 a.m. to noon tomorrow, she expects 1 to 3 inches of snow in total. If you live in Virginia, you'll soon be able to go to a CVS to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Ralph Northam says it's part of the federal pharmacy partnership.
We have worked with CVS to start with their stores that are within reach of people who are more vulnerable, those age 65 and up, those who are of low income, and those from disadvantaged communities. CVS is starting with 36 locations sometime late next week.
He says they're still working with CVS and the CDC to figure out how registration will work. Prince George's County is overhauling its police department. County Executive Angela Alsobrook says they're making 46 of 50 changes recommended by a police reform group.
The reforms we're making to internal police department policies are among the most important. We will create additional transparency around traffic stops and subsequent actions taken by our officers. This data will be publicly available on the police department's dashboard and will include information regarding all no-knock and nighttime search warrants.
The reforms also require officers to stop their colleagues if they're illegally using force. What can a cranky stand-up comic teach kids about launching a career in showbiz?
What really helped mostly was just doing it over and over and over again.
Montgomery County Schools asked Lewis Black, a comic headliner and graduate of Springbrook High School, to do a seminar on making it big. His best advice applies to all careers when you're dealing with an idiot.
Just keep it to yourself. You don't know where along the line you're going to have to see that idiot again. Just shut up. I didn't. As a result, it took me much longer to get to where I was trying to get to.
And if distance learning makes you crazy?
Just go off somewhere and scream for a while. I mean it. It will make you feel better.
John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL Sports, the Wizards fell to the Heat 122-95. Super Bowl 55 is coming up tomorrow in a battle of the reigning champs versus the home team. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are taking on the Kansas Chiefs. It's Tampa Bay's first time in the big game in 18 years. Kickoff's at 6:30. Traffic and weather next here on WMAL.
Sunday, start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 6:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9. Dr. Tom Rosell live at 11. Purity Products again at noon. And the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour at 1. Purity Products returns at 2. Then hear Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. And at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for New Look Home Design. You know what's coming this time of year, the snow and shoveling it. You slip, you fall on your rear. You got to try to get your kids out of bed so they go do the shoveling instead of you, because what else is the point of having kids? It's difficult. But getting a new roof doesn't have to be. With Patrick Fingles and his expert team at New Look Home Design, they make getting a new roof easy, even in the winter. All you need to do is pick the new roof color that you want. It's that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. They provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, even in the winter. No delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me, so what are you waiting for? Save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualified applicants can get 0% financing till 2022. Call 800-279-5300, 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Colesville, you will still find some accident activity on the Intercounty Connector westbound of Briggs Chaney Road, but looks like that is being moved over to the shoulder, so everything is in the clearing stages. In Harper's Ferry, looks like everything has been reopened on 340 near the West Virginia-Virginia state border, so traffic can get through once again. Watch out for some road work right now if you're traveling on the inner loop between River Road and the 270 spur along the left side of the roadway. So far, not seeing any delays through the work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mild with a mix of sun and clouds this Saturday. Take advantage because another snowmaker moves in overnight tonight and we're likely to wake up to some accumulation tomorrow. Winter weather advisory and winter storm warning are in effect from 3 a.m. to noon Sunday. We're expecting 1 to 3 inches total. It'll be a quick mover and sunshine returns to wrap up the weekend. I'm APC7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The big game is this weekend, and to celebrate football's finale, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in the big game. That's right. All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored Sunday night, and boom, your money is doubled. As if this game wasn't enough reason to party. With double the cash, you'll be celebrating till next season. And don't forget about DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge with up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DCWINS to get a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in Sunday's game. That's code DCWINS only at DraftKings. King Sportsbook.
Must be 21 years or older and present in Virginia to bet. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/prediction-challenge-DFS for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Hey, it's Mary Walter. Do you have to excuse yourself because you can't stop coughing or find yourself winded doing normal activities? If so, you may suffer from a condition known as bronchiectasis, or maybe you have COPD. If any of this sounds familiar, I want to tell you about SmartVest. SmartVest is non-invasive. It's a compression vest that gently compresses the upper body and then releases it. That action helps to break up the mucus in your lungs and makes it easier to cough out. Compression vests have been proven to work. My husband frequently prescribes them for his patients. SmartVest is made in the USA, and this is all they do. So visit SmartVest.com today to learn more. That's SmartVest.com. SmartVest is covered by Medicare and other insurance providers and current CMS programs. Open the possibilities to breathing easier. Order a free informational packet or schedule a call with a patient care advocate. Go to SmartVest.com. Get back to breathing easier and enjoying life's special moments with family and friends. Go to SmartVest.com today to learn more. Breathe easier. Live better with SmartVest.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. It is hour two of the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. It's good to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you give us a perspective on Joe Biden's first couple of weeks in office. All that talk of unity and working together. At week's end, the Democrats seem to be moving forward on their own on COVID-19 relief, spending as much as they want with basic disregard for their Republican colleagues. Or am I wrong?
No, this is very obviously going to be the Democratic version of Congress under Donald Trump. Anything that President Trump succeeded in getting into law came about on strictly partisan votes. There were no Democratic crossovers as there were under Ronald Reagan when he passed his Tax and Budget Act. Just as now, there are no Republican crossovers for the Biden COVID package. Republicans argued that it was too costly. Democrats said it had to be done. And in the end, it passed by a very predictable margin. The Senate was tied 50-50, just as its partisan numbers indicate. And Vice President Kamala Harris, Democrat, cast the deciding vote. It is very likely that this is going to be the outcome of many votes on the Biden agenda, strictly along partisan lines and making sure that everybody is there. Similarly, in the House of Representatives, the parties are divided by the closest number since 1958, and you will see votes on important matters, be it COVID-19, climate change, immigration, or foreign policy, all coming down to the party line vote.
With this as a start, do you see the potential for bipartisanship, or is it going to be the fear of what might happen in 2022 that would possibly be a catalyst there?
I don't see it, Rick, because already both parties are talking about the Senate elections next time with 20 Republican seats and 14 Democratic seats facing the voters. Likewise, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy talks about what his party will do when it wins control of the House next time. Look, for the most part in history, historic legislation that touches American lives has been passed with bipartisan support, strong support from both parties, I might add, ranging from Social Security and much of the New Deal legislation of the 1930s to Medicare and the war on poverty in the 1960s, and then to the Reagan tax and budget agenda of the early 1980s. Now, today, Congress and the parties are just not what they were. It used to be that there were conservative Democrats and liberal Republicans, and now it's hard to find either. The parties are split along ideological lines, and this trend continues every 2 years. I don't see it changing at all, and I don't see the votes in Congress changing.
All right, so we see party versus party at one of the probably most intense levels that we've seen in recent history. Now we see congressman versus congressman, AOC versus Nancy Mace from South Carolina, and then we have everybody against Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia.
I knew you were going to mention that, Rick, and that's what I spent a good part of my time working on, and I might add some late evenings following the adventures and the fate of Marjorie Taylor Greene. First, you mentioned AOC. She is now starting to end this long romance with the national press and with other politicians. There are some who are just not intimidated by the fact that she is a social media sensation, that she'll walk a mile for a camera, and that people actually listen to the lady from Queens at all times, sometimes without arguing. There was some question about just what she saw and how hurt she was during the tragic events of January 6th. One who called her out on it and challenged her, as you said, was freshman Republican Rep. Nancy Mace. She didn't pull any punches on this, and that's a sign that AOC is going to face other opposition and other criticism of her statements, most likely from some of the women who were elected in the Republican House class of 2020. I might add that Nancy Mace is certainly qualified and knows how to defend herself from brickbats and attack. She's the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, and all that hazing made her one tough lady.
And I would point out that her office is two doors down from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the acoustics there is pretty much anything that goes down in the hall, you hear it in the offices. So Representative Mace had a pretty good handle on what was actually going on two doors down. So, John, you were mentioning Marjorie Taylor Greene kept you busy. She kept a lot of people busy at week's end. Where would you put her fate?
Well, I would say on Capitol Hill, the congresswoman, by a vote of 230 to 199 of her colleagues, was stripped of her two key committee assignments, Education and Labor and the House Budget Committee. That looks bad, and normally that's a kiss of death for a member of Congress. Except this time it was not done by her individual party, as was the case with former Congressman Steve King of Iowa in 2018. Rather, this was the full House operating under new rules enacted by the Democrats that allowed the full House and not the individual parties to select the membership of committees. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy argued this was unfair and that when his party took control of the House and he was Speaker, there would be retribution on the Democrats. In the end, 11 Republicans voted with the Democrats to punish Congresswoman Green. What's the reason for this? Well, if you've been on another planet, you might not know that before she decided to run for Congress, she retweeted and expressed a like for some pretty wild conspiracy theories online. These range from the claims that the Clintons orchestrated the plane crash that killed John F. Kennedy Jr. to the storied QAnon conspiracy theories about a cabal of Satanists within the deep state of government. And there's a lot more. Congresswoman Green, of course, apologized to her colleagues, showed contrition in a speech before the House, but it was not enough to save her committee assignments. Meanwhile, back in Georgia's 14th District, Republicans rallied to their embattled congresswoman, and State Republican Chairman Dave Schaefer may have said it best when he pointed out that Democrats are deciding to take away the committee assignments of someone because of what she said online and on Twitter and on Facebook. And yet, they don't do a thing to their member of their own party on the House Intelligence Committee who slept with a Chinese spy.
It's been 3 months since the November elections. Finally, New York's 22nd has been decided.
Yes, it's all over, finally. Former Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is the winner in New York's 22nd district by 120 votes out of more than 325,000 cast. She has been the leader over Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi for nearly 3 months, but because of delays in the counting and confusion over the ballots, the eight counties just managed to get in their final count, albeit with a little push from a state Supreme Court justice. On Friday, Judge Scott Del Conte ordered the boards of elections throughout the district to certify the winner, and she's expected to be sworn in next week. One thing, as drawn out as this was, as confusing as it was, and as unfair to the people of the 22nd District not to have a representative, the decision came one day after once and future Congresswoman Tenney's birthday, February 4th. That's quite a present to get, albeit a day late.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist, Newsmax.com and Newsmax TV. John, thank you.
Needless to say, there'll be more where this came from next week.
Indeed. 7:18, Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland, if you are heading into Jessup on the BW Parkway, be aware that northbound just after 175, all lanes are blocked due to an accident, so you'll want to seek an alternate route for the time being. So far, 95 looks to be moving at speed from the Capitol Beltway to the Baltimore Beltway. Earlier incident in Harper's Ferry on 340 near the Virginia-West Virginia state line has been cleared and everything has been reopened there. And the earlier accident on the Intercounty Connector westbound at Briggs-Cheney Road, that has also been cleared away. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Storm Watch 7 forecast.
It's not a bad start to Saturday for us here in the DMV. With temperatures around freezing, we'll warm nicely in the morning sun. Highs this afternoon reach around the 50-degree mark as clouds increase and our next weather maker moves in overnight tonight. Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert tomorrow for accumulating snow of 1 to 3 inches, mainly in the morning hours. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
34 degrees at 7:19 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Glad you've joined us. And Cheryl Atkinson joins us each week. She is the host of Full Measure. Of course, the show is every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC 7.
Good morning.
You had a story on last weekend that was a really eye-opening story. I wanted to follow up on it, and that was really misinformation or disinformation coming out of the CDC and how it can impact a lot of people.
Well, this should make everybody really think hard about information we get from our public health officials. CDC falsely represented, misrepresented studies on coronavirus to say that the vaccines proved effective in the studies for people who've already had coronavirus, which is not true. The studies did not show that. And when this mistake was caught by Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who, has a scientific background, so he had looked into it for himself and saw this misrepresentation of the studies. And it went through this sort of long 3-4 week sojourn, during which time CDC promised to change it, thanked him for catching what 15 scientists hadn't caught, yada, yada, and then ultimately only fixed it with what sounds like a repeat of the same false claim. So I think it's a very important story we should keep talking about. And the question is, you know, if you've had coronavirus, you're already immune, you're at least considered immune for a certain period of time. Should those people be rushing to get vaccinated when there's limited supplies? And people who aren't immune need those shots more, obviously. Until there's data that shows there's a benefit for people who've had coronavirus to get the vaccine, CDC acknowledged on these phone calls with Thomas Massie, which he recorded, and I played some of those last week. You can see that fullmeasure.news. Until there's data showing a benefit, it doesn't make sense. And even CDC agrees people who've had coronavirus might want to defer their vaccination until there's more vaccine available and more is known.
Is there any place to get correct information on that? Sounds like your website might have it more accurate than the CDC site.
Well, in that case, it is, in the instance of this one issue. And I think that the worrisome thing is, you know, we've had disinformation, which we'll be talking about on this week's program, from Dr. Fauci early on and the World Health Organization about death rates and so on. There's a lot of conflicting information on many things related to our health and coronavirus. And it's hard to know. I'm not saying you can't believe anything for sure. But you just really have to dig in, I guess. Who has the time for that? But dig in and try to do research and consider alternate science when people are saying something's one way and other scientists are saying something's another way. Problem is, those voices are being censored and canceled, you know, very quickly, as we've seen. And even the ones that often turn out to be right in the end are voices that are getting harder for us to find.
Well, another of the policies implemented across the country due to COVID-19 related to lockdowns. And now we've had some time to evaluate lockdowns, and you've got a story on lockdowns tomorrow and different studies on them.
Well, Jay Bhattacharya is a professor of medicine, very esteemed professor at Stanford University, and he was one of the early voices saying that scientifically lockdowns wouldn't work. And he caught a lot of flack for that at the time, but he helped create something called the Barrington Declaration, which has been signed by thousands of scientists and I think 800,000 people in general around the world, against lockdowns, saying they do more harm than good. Well, lo and behold, even though there's a lot of studies that said, millions of lives were saved by lockdowns, but Acharya says those were done primarily on incorrect modeling that didn't really match in the real world. And he says there are now dozens of studies showing the lockdowns didn't work, including one peer-reviewed published study he recently co-authored that compared a dozen countries, the ones that did strict lockdowns like the U.S. at the beginning, with ones that took less strict restrictions like social distancing and so on, but not the lockdowns, and found no difference. And think about the implications, Rick. If we did these lockdowns and didn't need them or they didn't work and we destroyed our economy because of it, we'll be talking to him Sunday.
Mm. President Biden issuing executive orders, and among them one on transgender discrimination. When that gets down into school sports, what does that mean for the participants?
Well, it's a good question. We've covered that on Full Measure, and I've been interested in this issue partly because of the interesting alliance between feminists and conservative activists that see things the same way on this particular issue. They think that when athletes are allowed to switch from the boys' team to the girls' team, as they are in some states, like Connecticut, that robs girls' athletic opportunities that they're supposed to be guaranteed under Title IX civil rights laws. So, obviously, transgender rights advocates see things the other way, but the executive order signed by President Biden would seem to say that has to be allowed. But there's a lot of confusion about it, whether There can be restrictions and rules put on transgender athletes before they're allowed to participate, whether funding could be withheld from schools that get federal funding if they don't have the right policies. There are a lot of challenges and unanswered questions, so we're going to go over some of that.
We've heard a lot of the news about NASA planning missions to the moon and the study of life beyond the Earth, but you actually have a story that relates to life beneath the Earth?
Yes, you know, I haven't seen this story yet. It's one that Lisa Fletcher's doing for me. She's great at these sort of gee whiz science things, which I love. And she's sort of talking about a lot of what we're doing in space tries to look at the origins of life and life on other planets in the very beginning. But apparently, if I'm synopsizing this correctly, a lot of secrets to how life begins can be found in our oceans. And so there's a lot of deep sea exploration going on here that could be as valuable, some people think, in learning some of these secrets that we're trying to find out as our space exploration. So she's going to talk to some scientists and take us into the ocean and tell us about that.
That's all tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. It's Full Measure. Cheryl, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks.
7:26, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up and KT McFarland.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know how you go out to your car and the windshield's covered in frost? You don't have ice scraper or gloves, so you just have to use a credit card. You stand there with frozen fingers thinking, why does life have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, at least we make getting a new roof easy. We offer both virtual and on-site same-day estimates. We give you a 3D rendering of your new roof with detailed measurements so you know exactly what you're getting. And paying for your roof has never been easier. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Plus, qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. And it's all backed by our price guarantee. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
Transparency and trust, clarity and value, understanding risk. Are you getting these things from your financial advisor? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. Having a financial partner who understands what's important to you can make a big difference.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on Uniquely Feminine on Wednesday, February 10th at 7 p.m. Register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 43 years of practice and over a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Reliable power from Novec keeps us connected to so many good things. Life-saving equipment and life-affirming moments depend on reliable, safe electricity that keeps us plugged in and powered up. And as a not-for-profit cooperative owned by the people it serves, Novec keeps rates low and service high. Novec, keeping life bright.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL. A Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. An increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will likely not be included in a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. But that doesn't mean a minimum wage hike won't happen. President Joe Biden.
I'm prepared as President of the United States on a separate negotiation on minimum wage to work my way up from what it is now.
He tells CBS News in an interview to air before the Super Bowl, senators removed the minimum wage increase from the relief legislation. Another weekend with snow in the forecast, a winter storm warning's in effect for our region from 3 tomorrow morning until noon. Stormwatch 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay.
We're expecting 1 to 3 inches total. It'll be a quick mover, and sunshine returns to wrap up the weekend.
The National Weather Service says snow is expected to start falling from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. If you live in Virginia and are frustrated trying to sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine, you're not alone. Governor Ralph Northam says they're trying to make it easier by expanding the call center. Today, 750 people will start training to work there.
If you've already pre-registered through your local health district, you do not need to pre-register again. You're already in the system. The call center, as well as a statewide online registration system that is coming soon, will all feed into the same pre-registration database.
WMAL Sports, the Wizards fell to the Heat. Traffic and weather next.
What's keeping you up at night? For many baby boomers, it's questions about retirement. Hi, I'm Abe Abish, founder of Abish Financial Services. And along with my team, I want to help you rest easier by providing useful knowledge to address the concerns you have now while offering ideas on ways you can work to achieve your financial goals in the years ahead. Join me here on WMAL, Saturday afternoon at 2 for Retirement Key Radio. And connect anytime at retirementkeyradio.com.
The big game is this weekend, and to celebrate football's finale, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in the big game. That's right. All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored Sunday night, and boom, your money is doubled. As if this game wasn't enough reason to party, with double the cash you'll be celebrating till next season. And don't forget about DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge, with up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and use code DCWINS to get a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in Sunday's game. That's code DCWINS only at DraftKings. King Sportsbook.
Must be 21 years or older and present in Virginia to bet. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/prediction-challenge-DFS for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You will still find accident activity on the northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway after 175. The left lane is blocked, so traffic is getting through, but watch for slowdowns approaching the area. No problems right now as you travel on 95, though, headed from the Beltway in the Calverton area all the way out in towards Baltimore. And so far, the Beltway itself is running without delay throughout Maryland and Virginia. Just watch out for the road work on the inner loop between River Road and the spur along the left side. Now from GarageJoyPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The forecast isn't quite a repeat of last weekend, but today is the day you'll want to get things done. We have sunshine and highs around 50. Tomorrow, Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert for another snowy system. This one looks likely to bring 1 to 3 inches of accumulation in the morning before switching to rain and quickly moving out for a return to evening sun. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. Learn the latest skills to get moving and get ahead Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate from the university that's been a pioneer in online learning for over 20 years. Classes start February 17th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with, and it's risky to be indoors with them too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, Vince, as you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and you guys do so much for us women. You go out, you bring us flowers, chocolate, sometimes even jewelry, and all these great gifts. But what do you guys get for Valentine's Day? Well, I found the perfect gift for the special men in my life, buttercloth shirts. Buttercloth has designed a men's casual dress shirt that's actually comfortable. And you know this because you've actually worn one yourself.
I own one. And honestly, no kidding around here, it's the most comfortable dress shirt that I own. It is not stiff and scratchy like typical men's dress shirts. With its revolutionary new fabric, long fiber cotton with six-way stretch, it is breathable and keeps you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And the signature details and tailored fit will make you look amazing.
For a limited time, Buttercloth is offering our listeners up to 20% off your first purchase. Go to buttercloth.com/radio and the discount will be applied at checkout. That's buttercloth.com/radio to get up to 20% off your purchase.
It's the Saturday morning update. We're at 7:37. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, president of the London Center for Policy Research, and of course, the co-host of the Thought to Action podcast at the London Center. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Always great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Story breaking late Friday. IAEA inspectors in Iran said to find evidence of possible nuclear weapons work. Diplomats telling the Wall Street Journal the UN agency seeking explanations for radioactive materials found in locations where Tehran blocked access last year. That's an interesting challenge for the Biden administration.
Yeah, let's go through this. In detail, one of the things that a lot of us believed from day one in the original agreement, right, was that the Iranians never actually disclosed all their locations of nuclear weapons work. I think this is more evidence of that. And secondly, the fact is that there were a number of agreements that the Iranians broke even after we left the agreement under the Trump administration. So I think there's been a number of bad acts which Iranians have shown, and it really does put the Biden administration in a difficult position because all indications are from other actions that they're looking to get kind of right back in the middle of the agreed upon framework of the nuclear program. And remember, I think the audience needs to remember this. This was never a program designed to prevent Iran from gaining nuclear weapons. It was simply to prevent it for 10 years. It was to delay it. And I think it's clear that the Iranians have moved forward on this. Plus, as you know, there's evidence they want to take the Houthi, who is an Iranian-backed group in Yemen, off the terror watch list. This is something to appease Iran. And they renewed recently without any negotiation, or they're attempting to renew the New START treaty regarding us and the Russians. And talk about being pro-Putin. There's nothing more pro-Putin, Rick, than just simply appeasing the Russians by renewing a treaty, which I would argue has long since moved, from usefulness, since the world has changed a lot since we agreed upon that.
Interesting that the Obama-Biden team put that 10-year term on the nuclear deal, kicking the can down the highway. I wonder if they expected that they would be back in power about the time that that deal ran out, they'd have to deal with it again. Let's turn to... Go ahead, Tony.
No, I was going to say that the whole idea, I believe, was that they didn't want to have it on the Obama watch. And this may change the dynamics a bit by the fact that the Iranians, I don't think we're going to wait for 10 years. I'm just saying. And I think this is going to be a real challenge right in the first year of the Biden administration.
And I want to follow up on your mention of Yemen and the Houthis and explain the relationship of Saudi Arabia, their campaign in Yemen, and Iran and the Houthis. And I know you're getting a little bit into the weeds here, but we will be hearing more about this story. So put it in layman's terms.
So the Biden administration wants to stop all support for the Saudis and the counterinsurgency effort that the Saudis have been engaged in Yemen. Now, what's ironic here is that the Saudis are trying to actually support the UN-backed government of Yemen. Now, think about this for a second. The excuse they're given is, well, there's a lot of violence. Well, there's a lot of violence and war, there's no doubt. But what's interesting here is that the Saudis and us, up till the Biden administration, are trying to support the legitimate government as designated by the UN. The Houthi have been a rebel group which has gained more and more traction because it's been directly supported, and some would say even augmented, by modern technology, weapons, missiles, by the Iranians. So, again, this move by the Biden administration to essentially remove the Houthi from our enemies list is another indication that they're already appeasing Iran.
And do you see anything that we're asking in return at this point if we were to get back into the nuclear deal? It may be a little bit early, but I haven't heard about any pressure on Iran from the Biden administration.
No, zero. There's been no pressure. Everything I've seen, everybody I've talked to, there's no pressure. It's all appeasement.
I wanted to turn to a story that was in the Huffington Post that I thought was interesting. And the headline on it, a digital dragnet is coming for the U.S. Capitol insurrectionists. And this whole notion of social media, and even we heard a report that the Bank of America had been giving credit card information to the feds of people that had made charges in Washington hotels around January 6th, flying in and out of Washington around January 6th. Just this whole notion of the digital footprint that we all leave in our daily lives.
So this was significant and Big Brother-like. The bank you mentioned provided over 200 people's records to the FBI. One was interviewed. It turned out to be nothing, but it's dangerous that they did that. And this other thing regarding this electronic dragnet, what's interesting, Rick, is they didn't do this for any other outbreak of terror or, real damage to property and people, Antifa, BLM, none of this happened to them. So, and by the way, I also resent this idea that this continued media thing calling it insurrectionists. These people were evil. They were stupid. They did what BLM and Antifa did. They broke into government spaces and did things to be disruptive. But nobody's been charged with insurrection so far that I've seen. But yes,
except
it's very
the former president.
Except the former president. But this is where we have to make sure that you have probable cause and you use it in such a way that's fair. Because at this point, it appears that there's an super heavy-handedness going after this group. But these techniques, which were clearly available, have never been used in Portland, in Seattle, all these places which you've seen these violent riots. So someone's got to examine this. I think a third independent party has to do some sort of review because, again, we're on a very dangerous slippery slope right now of government authoritarianism becoming something that could be used arbitrarily as a political tool by whoever's in charge. It's not a good thing.
And I know that's one of the topics on your latest podcast, Thought to Action, that can be found at londoncenter.org. Tony Schaefer, thank you as always.
Thank you, Rick.
You bet. 7:45 Saturday morning update. KT McFarland is next, but first a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound just after 175 in Jessup, you will still find some accident activity in the left lane. That is causing a brief delay there. No issues reported on 95 from the Beltway out towards Calverton and Laurel. And so far, traffic is moving at speed on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia, though you may still find the work zone on the inner loop between River Road and the Spur along the left side of the roadway. So far, things are looking good on 270 from Clarksburg and Gaithersburg down in towards Rockville and Bethesda. Now from GarageJoyPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
It's not a bad start to Saturday for us here in the DMV. Temperatures around freezing will warm nicely in the morning sun. Highs this afternoon reach around the 50-degree mark as clouds increase and our next weather maker moves in overnight tonight. Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert tomorrow for accumulating snow of 1 to 3 inches, mainly in the morning hours. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
34 degrees, 7:46, the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for New Look Home Design. You know what's coming this time of year, the snow and shoveling it. You slip, you fall on your rear. You got to try to get your kids out of bed so they go do the shoveling instead of you, because what else is the point of having kids? It's difficult. But getting a new roof doesn't have to be. With Patrick Fingles and his expert team at New Look Home Design, they make getting a new roof easy, even in the winter. All you need to do is pick the new roof color that you want. It's that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. They provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, even in the winter. No delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. So what are you waiting for? Save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualified applicants can get 0% financing till 2022. Call 800-279-5300, 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having really fast Wi-Fi matters. A lot. That's why Xfinity is breaking the gig barrier and introducing Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid, or two kids, or three kids. Especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in. So get in on Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Can your internet do that? Introducing gig speeds over Wi-Fi. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to learn more. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by KT McFarland, President Trump's first Deputy National Security Advisor and the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, great to have you with us.
Good morning.
Well, President Biden laid out his foreign policy strategy in a White House speech this week. Wanted to get your takeaways.
I think that, let me go to the 30,000 view. They talk a good game, but frankly, I think they're living in the past. They don't realize they're living in the past. But their thinking is based on two fundamental flaws. One, that American power comes primarily from our diplomacy and our values, not our economic and technological clout and superiority. So that's why they think they talk about diplomacy all the time. We're going to have diplomacy. We're going to have diplomacy. But they never talk about leverage. The second flawed thinking is that as China takes America's place as the world leader, I don't think it's inevitable, but I do think that that's China's plan, that the Biden administration and their kind of liberal thinking is that, well, China's going to abide by all the rules of a liberal order that we've created, that they're going to play by all the same rules. But, you know, the Chinese leaders have made it abundantly clear, especially in the last couple of years, they have no intention of playing by our rules, that they have every intention of rewriting the world order to have, quote, Chinese characteristics. And the Biden administration, I think they're willfully blind to the consequences of the rising Chinese threat. They think, well, we're going to solve it all by diplomacy. No, they're not. The Chinese don't want diplomacy. The Chinese they have something called wolf warrior diplomacy. They don't believe by playing by the rules and then being a generous world power. They believe that China is going to rule the world to their advantage and to our great regret. Anyway, so I think that the Biden approach that, well, as long as Trump's out of the way, we'll go back to the good old days of the past, they're missing those two fundamental points, that the world of the past is gone, that America is no longer the undisputed leader. Now, we can get there again, but it's not going to be with just hopes and whistles and mirrors. It's going to be with a strong economy, which I think is the second fundamental flaw of the Biden administration's approach, is that they're doing stuff that's going to destroy the post-pandemic economy in its grave. It's just going to smother it with high energy prices.
I just don't understand how they don't understand leverage. The Trump administration's foreign policy, there was always pressure, there was always leverage, there was always strength. And I just don't feel that strength is there when it comes to the way the Biden administration is going to handle things, as we saw with the Obama administration.
You know, countries have friends, but they really have interests. And no country is going to go against its interests. When the Biden administration says, well, we're going to jettison this America first stuff, really? Do you think any country in the world is not going to put the needs and interests of its own people ahead of the other countries? Now, maybe not at the expense of others, but certainly not to put American interests second, third, fourth, and last. President Trump called me yesterday morning. I don't think anybody knows this. But anyway, President Trump called me yesterday morning, and we talked about foreign policy. And he made a really cogent point. He said that the Chinese are testing Biden, what they're doing over Taiwan, the motions they're making, the deal that they've done, the economic deal they've done with the European Union. They would never have dared do those things with Trump. But the Biden administration, to them, they're a pushover. It's already done. It's a done deal. And so the Chinese are really, I think, going to provoke crises after crisis, expecting the Biden administration to cave. The other thing that President Trump said when he talked to me is he said, you know, KT, you always had it right from the beginning. You understood that energy independence and America and the American energy industry was going to be the driver of everything. And that's because, and I thanked him for that, but I think I've always thought that, because not only is the energy industry in America the key to our economic revival, creation of new jobs and all that, but cheap energy means that the United States can be the dominant manufacturing power. You know, it takes energy in manufacturing, and if our energy is cheaper than anybody else's, our products are cheaper than anybody else's. And secondly, by being energy independent, the United States doesn't have to be sucked into the Middle East wars and psychodramas and tribal ethnic warfare. I mean, the Biden administration has been in 2.5 weeks. We've already sent troops back into Syria. So I think that the Biden administration, frankly, they don't realize it yet, but they're really just kind of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I think the Biden administration is doomed before it starts, because they'll never have the American economy recover as it needs to.
Well, interesting, Chiron, or also known as the lower third on the screen at CNN this morning, Chinese diplomat takes hard line in call to Secretary Blinken. So we can see they're already testing us, and even in that phone call, and for CNN to report that, I mean, I understand seeing that on Fox News, but when CNN reports that, that's not a good indicator. I wanted to turn to something that you wrote about in your book, and that is the cycles as we watch things going forward.
You're nice to say it. I'm old enough, Rick, to remember these cycles. I've lived them. And I don't think history necessarily repeats itself, but it always rhymes. And I think we're now, Biden is the new Jimmy Carter. You can say that Trump was, you know, not unlike Nixon in a lot of ways. But Jimmy Carter was a president who was ushered into office with great fanfare. Oh, he was going to heal the nation. He was going to be the great unifier. But in fact, he was so incompetent that he destroyed the American economy. Our gasoline oil prices went to sky high levels in those days. We had shortages of gasoline. There were gas lines wrapped around the block in front of every filling station. You couldn't go just to the gas station. You had to wait until your turn, in which, you know, which day was your day to go, and you could fill up your tank once and then you couldn't go and fill it up again. It destroyed the American economy. There was very high unemployment and very high inflation. And the economy was sort of dead in the water. And then Ronald Reagan came along, and he had very different ideas, you know, lower taxes, cut regulations, encourage economic development, and then take on, and then from a position of strength, use that leverage, in his case, was to take down the Soviet Union. I think that I'm looking forward now of what's the new Republican Party. The Republican Party is in pretty good shape, weirdly enough, because the Democrats are going to do what Jimmy Carter did. They're going to take it too far to the left. The woke wing of the Democrat Party, the people who are, you know, want to cancel culture and eliminate every, you know, think that America is based on racism and evil and blah, blah. And then the Green Machine, they're the big spending, big government socialists. They're going to push things so far in the next 24 months that the American people are going to say, I've had enough. I don't like $6 a gallon of gas. I don't like the fact that my taxes have gone up and my services have gone down. I don't like the fact that nobody in Washington listens to me and makes me ashamed for even wanting to have a better life. So I think what happens is that Jimmy Carter / Joe Biden, they're going to go, they'll have a feckless foreign policy, an out-of-control economy. And what will happen is that the door will open to the new Reagan, the same way it did after Jimmy Carter, that Reagan, who is a revolutionary in his day, he was the original Make America Great Again guy. And he was the original peace through strength guy. And I know that because I was part of his administration. So I'm looking around the Republican Party. I'm going to go to CPAC at the end of February in Orlando. And I'm going to look around at who's on the stage, and looking around for who's Ronald Reagan 2.0. And there's a great bench of leaders. And what people have ignored is that in the 2020 election, Trump may have lost, but Republicans with Trump policies won all across the land. So we have a terrific bench. What do the Democrats have? AOC, the Squad, Eric Swalwell, Beto O'Rourke? Well, good luck with that, guys.
Well, you know, we'll leave it on a high note. It's been such a crazy week, KT, that this is a good way to go out, a good positive feeling about the future, because it from everything we've seen so far in the Biden administration, it's just not a promising 4 years ahead of us. KT McFarland, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, as always, thank you so much.
Great, Rick, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
You bet. We'll see you. That's going to do it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news.
Let's talk about real estate. Are you planning to sell your home? Hi, it's Mary, and Vince and I are here to tell you about the Reynolds team, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. In a minute, we're going to give you their phone number.
Just 1 5-minute call will empower you to learn what your home is really worth and how the Reynolds team will help you maximize the sale of your home, just like they did for Mauricio in D.C. Mauricio sold his townhouse the first weekend it was listed for over asking price. He called because his previous agent couldn't sell his property after 6 months.
Why risk losing money or time? Sarah and Debbie will guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your list price, or they will pay you the difference. And they will show you their list of 12,000 ready buyers. All you need to do is call this number.
844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.